In the studio with me now, I have three very special guests. They are all handsome or lovely or however you want to describe solid human beings of a good type. They are Russell, they are Terrence, and they're Lee, and they're all CFA Pride members. Welcome to the studio, peeps.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I want to ask all of you just to introduce a little bit about yourselves. Are you? We'll start with you, Terrence. Are you actually a volunteer at the CFA, or are you a little bit higher up in the rankings?
I am a volunteer, but I'm also a captain as well.
Okay, so a captain of a particular brigade.
That's
right. Station?
A brigade, yes, Noble Park.
Noble Park, okay.
Yeah.
That's a funny one, isn't it, that's still a CFA?
It is very funny, yeah. It's between two big stations, Springvale and Dandenong, and it's not really rural anymore.
No.
It used to be many years ago, but not these days. It's very much urban.
Yes, it is. So you go more house fires than bush fires, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah. House fires, car accidents, those kind of things.
Okay. Russell, what about you? Where do you sit in the CFA?
Well, I'm the Secretary of the Errorcurran District Fire Brigade, so that's 2 hours to the east of Melbourne, so heading towards Lake Sentrance, Orbos, Bairnsdale, that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually from the tiny hamlet of Walhalla.
Okay.
All the way in the mountains there, so yeah, and we're mainly bushfire and a little bit of urban.
Right, and again, a volunteer role?
Yes, also a volunteer role.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Lee, welcome.
Thank you.
What about where do you fit in the CFA?
I'm on the bottom level, the very bottom level. I get the probie tool. I'm at Parwin. I'm also a volunteer, and Parwin, you probably know better as Bacchus Marsh.
Okay, so out sort of north of Melbourne,
way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're on the ground level. You're out in that
certainly
truck.
Am.
You're hoisting those hoses, or
absolutely,
and you're sweeping the floor of the station when you're not busy.
Absolutely, washing the truck. Absolutely,
the truck.
Making the coffee. That's me.
All right. Now, the reason we've got you here today is, of course, that it's Pride March on Sunday. Everyone should already know that. But if you don't, marshalling starts at midday. The march starts at 2 o'clock, and everybody needs to either be participating or watching. It is a great event to be at. Now, you guys are here because the CFA have participated for a few years now, but you obviously want to talk about why the CFA participates as a group. Who wants to go? Russell.
So this is our second year in Pride March. Last year was our first Pride March, and we had 100 people turn up for that across the CFA.
CFA volunteers.
Yes, and paid staff. So we had chief officers and CEOs and ACOs and all the other acronyms under the sun turn up to join us, march down Fitzroy Street. It was a really great day, and this year is our second year, and hopefully with more people to come.
So I noticed that one of the things you said is that you want to demonstrate that the CFA is a very inclusive organisation, that it welcomes volunteers from of all types and all identities. It's interesting. I actually lived up in the Dandenong Ranges 30 years ago with my parents and my siblings, and my father and my two brothers were all members of the CFA. And at that time, and I'm sure they would dispute it now if we had this discussion now, but at that time I felt like the CFA may not have been quite the right place for me. So is that no longer the case?
No, yeah. Not at all. Very inclusive.
Yeah, so tell me about some of the experiences, or maybe some of the types of people that you have already volunteering at the CFA. Some good examples.
Well, us three are a good example.
Yes.
We're from all different walks of life.
Yeah.
CFA has really put the foot forward in trying to be an inclusive organisation with a strong approach into diversity in the organisation. And so, you know, we've gone through a big campaign of encouraging women to sign up, and we're starting to go through that same campaign of getting more LGBTI members to sign up. There's also a Koori program also run through the CFA. So there's lots of different ways under this big umbrella we call diversity of attracting new members from all walks of life to join us. And we're a big family, and we do come from every side of the state and every little town that you can think of. So we definitely a very diverse little mix.
All right, fantastic. And which is great to hear. And of course, at the end of the day, the reason you're volunteering and the job of the CFA is protecting the place we live, and that's important to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, tell us, what do you want to happen on Sunday? What's the ideal, Terence?
I guess what we want is as many people from the CFA, in particular, to come down, march with us, show how diverse we are and inclusive we are, and have a good day. And hopefully the rain stays away.
Mm-hmm.
But we just want everyone to come down, celebrate what we're here for. Yeah, and just enjoy the day.
So, and the idea is to be as visible as possible as CFA members. So you're all in your striking uniforms today, which I'm sure you don't actually get to wear that often. So, but they look pretty good. You're looking all very handsome in your ties and your collars, etc., and your lapels. So it's all, but of course, is that the only uniform for the CFA that you want to see people marching this year?
No, what we'd like to see is everyone come down in their yellows, which is the wildfire gear.
Yep.
So everyone come down in yellow, really stand out amongst the crowd. So get your yellows nice and clean and come on down with them.
Yeah. Now, is there any secret to getting them clean? Because I've seen them pretty dirty.
You go and get a new pair. That always works for me.
Fair enough. Do they get supplied?
We do get them supplied.
Yeah, I was going to say, because as a volunteer, they actually wouldn't be the cheapest piece of equipment.
I don't want to know how much they cost, we certainly get them supplied to us.
But you'd be expected to look after them, but they're going to get dirty.
Well, they protect us, it's in our best interest to look after them.
Absolutely. All right, so you want everyone down in the yellows. Is that what they're called? The yellows?
Yellows.
Okay. All right, fantastic. Now, you'll obviously be marshalling in the marshalling area from around midday. I'd imagine people will be able to come up and have a chat to you if they're interested in joining the CFA at that time as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll all be there. So Terence, myself and Lee will all be present along with all the hopefully hundreds of others. And we'll all be there, and people are more than welcome to come up and say hello and have a chat and introduce yourselves. And if you want to find out more about joining up, you can check out our Facebook page or you can come and see us at Pride March.
Fantastic. Which is facebook.com/CFA Pride is your guys' page. And then, of course, there's the general CFA website as well, which you'll be able to find in any search engine. Thanks for coming in today and letting us know that we want CFA out there, out and proud.
Yes, very much so.
For Pride March.
Thank you for having us. It's been awesome.
It's been fantastic. And I hope you get 200. That 200 firefighters in their yellows would be amazing.
I'd like to see that.
It would be fantastic, but even if we get four, we're marching. So fantastic. We're going one way or another. We're going.
Well, the good thing is that 23 degrees, a few showers in the morning means that most of you won't have to be out fighting fires Sunday. There's a good chance you won't be anyway.
That's it. So, hopefully so.
So no excuses.
No excuses. That's it. All right. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's been a pleasure having you. CFA Pride on facebook.com if you want to know more about the group.